From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Next to water, concrete is the most widely used material in the world. It's the foundation of houses, bridges, and skyscrapers. But making concrete requires a lot of natural resources, especially fresh water. Researchers at the University of Miami are working on a project that could cut the amount of fresh water needed for concrete, using a resource that in Florida surrounds us all. WLRN's Kate Stein has the story.
We make a kind of soupy material. After 10 hours, it can hold two cars.
That's Syed Morteza Khatib Masjedi. He goes by Morteza Khatib. He's a University of Miami PhD student in civil engineering, and concrete has held his interest for 8 years and counting. Khatib got interested in the sustainability side of concrete shortly after moving to Miami. It began with his car, a gift from his uncle.
So it was like S320 1998 Mercedes-Benz. And he had it since it was brand new. And I love that car because I love like old Mercedes cars. So I begged him to sell it to me. And well, it ended up giving me as a gift. I moved to Miami exactly after 1 month. I lost that car.
Khatib had parked on the street outside his Miami Beach apartment. And when his neighborhood flooded, so did the car. That got him thinking more about climate change.
So that really was the start point for me to say, you know, I have to do something about it and let's start from my own field.
Concrete's a pretty basic material. Sand, water, cement, which is superheated limestone, and coarse aggregate, basically rock. But it uses a lot of fresh water, at least 180 billion gallons per year. That's about as much water as 272,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Again, 272,000 pools per year.
So when you put a paperclip in salt water, you'll get a rusting on the surface.
Steve Nolan is an engineer with the Florida Department of Transportation. When he gives the example of saltwater rusting a paperclip, he's talking about steel rebar, the bars used to support bridges and buildings. Salt and water together corrode steel. Corrosion makes the steel expand. That can cause cracks in the concrete.
You get this domino effect of accelerated deterioration.
That's why when you make concrete, the water has to be fresh and the sand can't have any salt. In fact, before it's put into concrete, sand has to be washed with more fresh water, billions of gallons more, when 783 million people worldwide lack access to clean water, according to the United Nations.
My car is nothing compared to the lives that people are losing, right?
Khatib is part of a team developing CCON, concrete made from seawater instead of fresh water. Because of the corrosion issue, they're also developing a new kind of rebar. Instead of steel, they've created rebar that's mostly glass, and glass won't corrode. To make sure it holds up over time, they test it in their lab at the University of Miami, in a room that's kind of like a time machine.
So basically 1 year in this room is equal to 50 years to 100 years outside.
They put the glass rebar into salt water and freeze and thaw it every day for a year. It's called the freeze-thaw chamber. They found that the glass rebar is lighter and stronger than steel, and it shouldn't have to be repaired or replaced as often because it doesn't corrode. But that needs to be tested in the real world. So the Florida Department of Transportation is using CCON and glass rebar to build a new bridge in Homosassa on Florida's west coast. It's still kind of an experiment. Instead of using west coast saltwater for the concrete, they're trucking in saltwater from Miami to make sure the amount of salt is consistent with what UM tested. They also aren't yet using CCON for the bridge deck where the cars drive.
Technically, we could have used it there, but we're just starting off small.
Steve Nolan says the glass rebar costs a little more than steel to install, but that's okay by him if in the future
we don't have to go out there after 30 or 50 years and do these expensive mitigation.
And, Nolan says, if concrete structures in the future are built with glass rebar instead of steel, they might be more resilient to rising seas. The applications for CCON are a little tricky for a lot of non-coastal places in the United States. But Nolan says CCON has potential.
Especially other countries, Middle East or other arid environments where the freshwater resources are a lot scarcer.
He says CCON also shows that with the right rebar, instead of needing billions of gallons of freshwater to make concrete, saltwater, ocean sand, and recycled materials could soon be okay. The Halls River Bridge in Homosassa is up for an international award at a composite materials expo, yes, that's a thing, in Orlando in September. The bridge is expected to be done in April. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.